There was a land of cavaliers and cotton fields called the Old South. Here in this pretty world, gallantry took its last bow. Look for it only in books, for it is no more than a dream remembered, a civilization gone with the wind. Cold Winds of War. In the American Civil War, from 1861 to 1865, women left at home faced incredible hardships of war, hunger, and loneliness. Southern women bore a heavy burden. In the following diaries, we enter briefly into their world. The grinding struggle for survival, the terror, the cataclysmic upheaval of war. Slaves tell their stories too, as their worlds are turned upside down. Sherman's March to the Sea. General Sherman's scorched earth policy was a dreadful experience. Atlanta burned, farms were laid to waste, smoking cotton fields. Eliza Andrews saw the destruction after Sherman's march to the sea and gives this vivid account. Eliza Frances Andrews, the wartime journal of a Georgia girl. We struck the burnt country. I almost felt as if I should like to hang a Yankee myself. There was hardly a fence left standing all the way from Sparta to Gordon. The invaders had wantonly shot down livestock to carve out the people and prevent them from making their crops. On every plantation, we saw the charred remains. Lone chimney stacks, Sherman's sentinels, told of homes laid in ashes. I saw numbers seated on the roadside, greedily eating raw turnips, meat skins, parched corn, anything they could find, even picking up the loose grains that Sherman's horses had left. Dolly Burge also witnessed Sherman's march to the sea from her front porch and wrote about it in her journal. Sherman himself and a greater portion of his army passed my house that day. To my smokehouse, my dairy, pantry, kitchen and cellar, like famished wolves they came, breaking locks and whatever is in their way. The 1,000 pounds of meat in my smokehouse is gone in a twinkling. My flour, my meat, my lard, butter, eggs, pickles of various kinds, both in vinegar and brine, wine, jars and jugs are all gone. Such a day may God spare me from ever seeing again. North Carolina Federal Writers Project. Ida recounts her first encounter with the Yankees. The Yankees tied up her master and began to plunder the plantation. Resourceful Ida used a clever ruse to outwit the ransacking Yankees. Yankees and Bees. They then took the knives and all the candlesticks and platters off the side, and they went in the parlour and got the gold clock that were Mary Jane's grandmammy's. They then got all the jewellery out of Miss Mary Jane's. They then took the rings off her fingers, and they then took her gold bracelet. They even took the ruby earrings out of her ears, and the gold comb out of her hair. Ida noticed bee gum trees, which the Yankees had gathered and laid on the ground. A bee gum is a tree filled with a colony of honeybees. This type of tree often dies from the inside out, and the bees like to build hives within. Ida had an idea to force the Yankees to depart quickly. She quietly overturned each bee gum log. Soon the angry bees swarmed, attacking everything in sight. The Yankees fled from the stinging bees, galloping out of the property, abandoning their stolen meat and pilfered jewellery.